Hey everybody, welcome back to Journey Through the Generations. We are back with another episode. We're going to talk about Black History Month.
Yes, it is.
Listen, every day is Black History. 365. So this month just gets, you know, just some extra special attention.
Yes, and so, I will say that growing up, February was always my second favorite, next to my birth month of August, favorite month of the year, because it was Black History Month. It was a time when I could go out and find the books that I wanted about Black history and Black celebrities and movies, and I could find, you know, a t-shirt that had somebody on it that looked like me. I love Black History Month.
So today what we wanted to do was talk about Black History Month and celebrate two individuals in our family that's Black history.
Yes.
We firmly believe that we all are Black history.
We are.
Right? And yes. So what we do now will be what others in the future look back on. And just like Trisha, I want to be remembered for something.
Right.
That my family and friends can look back on and, you know,
yes,
say, oh, he did good.
Correct. And I also want to make sure that I, you know, remind everyone that history is not just about the people that you read about in books and that you see on TV.
That's right.
That we all know the names of.
Preach, sister.
Our history is also about the drum majors in our community that, you know, excelled and made sure that our communities were great and instill greatness in us as individuals. And that comes from people in our family, people at our schools, people that, you know, helped us develop us into the people that we are today.
Right. So we're going to talk about a couple of folks. And I think we'll just start with yours. You want to start?
Sure.
With yours? Okay. All right. So let's celebrate
Robert Hatchett.
Robert Hatchett.
Reverend. Go for it. Robert Hatchett. Reverend Robert Hatchett was my three times great grandfather. He was an enslaved man. He was born in Virginia. He moved with his enslaved family and his slave holding family from Virginia to Limestone County, Alabama. And then after that, they moved to Arkansas, where our family is still here today. He was an ordained Baptist minister in Alabama and in Arkansas. He performed marriages for enslaved people. And then after the Civil War, he continued to marry people. And he was one of the founders of Mount Zion Baptist Church in Jackson County, Arkansas.
So you actually was able to find the place where the church was.
The original church, yes.
Yeah, apparently it got destroyed by a tornado.
Yes, in the late 80s, early 90s. I'm not sure the exact date. But yes, I was able to find the cemetery, which I didn't know was a still working cemetery.
Yeah.
Because obviously this church was founded in the late 1800s and the 1880s, I believe. So I didn't know that it was still a working cemetery. And then once I realized that it was a working cemetery, that is when I went on a quest to be able to find this cemetery, because I knew the cemetery was in close proximity to the original church.
Yep. And so Trisha sent me the coordinates of the cemetery, which, pro tip, you may see that in your research sometimes.
Yes.
That a particular location of anything, mm-hmm, might have coordinates.
Yes.
Or some people call them lat longs, or that then some people call them latitudes and longitudes.
And then some people say, what is this, Philip Hilton? Yeah.
Everybody should have learned about lat longs in school. But if you didn't.
Was reading a history book, I'm sure.
But if you didn't, what you can do is to find exactly where that location is. Copy and paste the lat longs in wherever you're researching. Copy and then paste it into Google Maps, and Google Maps will pinpoint the exact location of where that is. Lat longs are more specific than an address. So you definitely want to use lat long if you have it. So just a little pro tip for you.
Well, that's what I did, and I gave it to Philip, and he found it and was like, I know exactly where this is. It's not far from the cemetery that we're going to this next weekend. We can just drop by there as well. So one weekend when we were in my hometown, we were able to go to that cemetery and walk around and look at the area. And although the foundation, everything of the actual church is gone, there's nothing there that would remind you that there was a building or church there. But I do know from my research that the church was not far from the cemetery. And so I could imagine where I thought it would be. So as we were walking around the cemetery, originally I was looking to see if I recognized any family names there, because if they were members of the church, then I just assumed that they were probably buried at that cemetery as well. But we're talking about the 1880s, 1890s, early 1900s. So I'm sure that they're there. They just don't have a headstone or a marker to identify where they are. So I'm pretty sure that I do have some family there. I just wasn't able to identify where they were. But walking around the cemetery and looking around, and I noticed the trees that were very old. And Philip reminded me that those trees were probably there when my ancestors were walking around after church or visiting and paying their respects to their own family at the time. And that I was looking at trees that, you know, had helped shade them during the summer and that had continued to grow, because that's what the world does. It continues to go on after we leave the earth. And so it was just a very powerful moment for me. It's one of those moments that I see on TV, like, you know, on Who Do You Think You Are, when they go to their family home, ancestral home, and they're walking around and they, you know, see things. And I'm like, oh, I wish I could do that. I was actually able to do that. And that is a moment that I will always, always remember.
Yeah. And I remember walking and I could like envision where the church house probably was, you know, because there was an area that was, you know, flat and didn't have anyone buried there.
Right, yeah.
And to me, that says that's where something was, because it's a pretty full cemetery now.
And that was a smaller area. I mean, if you're thinking about it, in the 1800s, it wasn't going to be a huge church building like we have today. So that could very well have been where it was. But just to know that that is where my ancestors who were enslaved were, and then following slavery, because they still stayed in the same area, obviously, because that's the area that I grew up in. And to be six generations down the line, being able to go there and know that's where it all started, and that's, he's the reason why I'm here. It just gives me chills.
Yeah, and Trisha doesn't want to talk about this herself. She needs me to do it, I guess. But Trisha wrote an essay about Robert Hatchett, Reverend Robert Hatchett, and submitted it into a local genealogy society contest, and she won first place.
Yes, I did.
So where's my little applause button?
I have no idea.
There it is. Yeah. there's some applause for Trisha.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that was good. It was you won a year subscription to Ancestry.
Yes.
And your essay was published in the newsletter of the society. So
that is correct.
That's big news. That's really good. We're super proud of Trisha.
Thank you.
So go to our Facebook and send her congratulations.
Well, thank you. I want to continue to honor all of my relatives and ancestors, but especially Reverend Robert Hatchett, he has a special place in my heart, again, because he's the one who started our family here in Arkansas. And I just want to continue to honor him and say his name as, and tell his story to anybody that'll listen.
For sure. So let's talk about the person that I want to celebrate for Black History Month. And that would be Dr. Ralph Percy Cummings. I've talked about him on the podcast before. I've written about him on the blog.
It's always so fascinating.
Yeah, but he was the only Black doctor in Faulkner County, Conway, Arkansas. Way back, he immigrated here from Guyana. I don't know why that slipped my mind right then. Guyana, and he came through like the Vermont shipping area up in the northeast
in the early 1900s.
Yep, he made his way down to Boston and then to Nashville, Tennessee, where he attended Meharry College, and that's where he got his degree. He was the class secretary, mm-hmm. I think. If I remember correctly,
I think that's right.
Yeah. And so he practiced a little bit in Memphis. Mm-hmm. Then he made his way over to Arkansas, where he settled, and later he passed away in Arkansas. I did not know this person. He's my great grandfather, but I think, did I say that? Mm-hmm. He's my great grandfather. We didn't grow up knowing him. This is new information for me in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yes. Yeah, however long you've been researching.
Yep, and it also led me to being able to find my uncle, who now lives in Los Angeles, California. He's still alive, and I was able to set up a Zoom call for him and my dad, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping one day that we can go out to meet him in person. So that would be pretty cool for us to do. But Dr. Cummings was like the doctor. He took care of mm-hmm. all the Black people in Conway, Arkansas. And so probably a year or so ago, somebody reached out to me about him wanting to nominate him for some Hall of Fame thing,
right?
Whatever. Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, you know, whatever. And I sent him a few little things that I found, because at the time I didn't know anything mm-hmm. about this dude. So I sent him what I had, and he, the guy who reached out to me, submitted his name for this Hall of Honor, is what they call it. And I just found out like this week,
right,
that it actually happened. He got admitted into the Arkansas Country Doctor Hall of Honor.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I had no idea. Apparently it happened. The guy who reached out to me never wrote me back and said, hey, he made it, celebrate. And it just so happened this particular museum is just a few miles away from me.
Which is crazy. Which is,
yeah, it's wild. But it's the country where this is, where this yeah. is, or it used to be the country. It's grown now. But anyway, so we're going to be going over there here real soon to go check that out and get some pictures. We'll post it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And maybe, I'm sure Trisha will put it in one of her blogs. But yeah, we want to, you know, celebrate him, even though I didn't know him.
Right.
You know, but he was a big deal in Conway.
Right. That is your last name, Cummings.
Yeah.
So it's nice and honorable mm-hmm. to be able to see that name.
Yep. And he's actually buried in Conway. Mm-hmm. We actually did a couple of YouTube videos about him. The most recent one being where we went and cleaned his headstone, because it's been there since 1945, right, untouched, and it needed some love. But it looks fantastic. It looks good now.
It looks good now.
Fantastic. I can't wait to show that video. So anyway, that's what we want to celebrate. Like Trisha said, it's not always about or only about Martin Luther King and, you know, Jesse Jackson and all these people. They are great people. We all know that. They've all done a lot of great things for us and for our country, but for Black folks. But we need to honor the local people, our people, our family.
Yeah, who's made the most impact in our lives. Like I said, helped develop who we are, and just know and honor them.
Yep.
And their greatness as well.
Yeah, we recognize Black History every day. We give it some special attention and love in February. Yeah. So we're excited to be able to bring this episode to you. So I would let's do this. So if you're listening, and you want to celebrate someone in your family or in your community, go out to our Facebook page and leave us a message, and we'll put it on our podcast or put it on our Twitter.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. So anyway, we appreciate you guys for listening. We're going to go now. Y'all have a good one. All of our social media information will be down in the episode description. And
I think that's it.
That's it.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, y'all take care.